Well, hello guys. Hey, I know you know who these cartoon characters are. And I really did get a kick out of watching this cartoon. But of course, it's too violent for us now. Even though it has nothing to do with reality, and it's just a cartoon. But these two characters remind me of something. Let's say Tom is a male, and Kerry is a femon. Because if you think about it, Tom always kind of lost. And even if he won a bit, it looked like he lost anyway. And that kind of reminds me of the Western and European societies. All things are stacked up against the males. And femons are generally overly entitled. I don't know what you notice, but everything in an organization's feelings are what matters now. Emotions is what comes before anything else, including common sense. And what species on the planet actually works with feelings and emotions? Well, it's femons, of course. People can lose their jobs and get cancelled just for saying a word that may have offended somebody somewhere. You see, we're not working on common sense or facts. We're working on emotions. And it's because femons get into these positions and they feminize it. They make it woke. They always try and hire more femons. And they don't think about the people. They only think about one people. Femons. And of course, wokeness has never actually worked. It's always failed. Now, just recently in America, they've stopped funding PBS and NPR because they're woke. They're all for diversity, and we all know what that really means. And funny enough, the CEO of PBS is a femon. And strangely enough, the head of NPR is femon. Now, you may or may not know the BBC in the UK, once a trusted news place, has gradually gone woke. And funny enough, the person who's in charge of the news and current affairs on the BBC is a femon. And of course, the educational system in the US is probably the same as the UK. About 85% are femons. And they're not teaching the kids reading, writing and arithmetic, are they? They were pushing diversity, wokeness, training them to be activists, to push their ideology. And that's why there's always a big push to say that masculinity is toxic. You guys kind of see a pattern emerging here? Myself, I've never seen a femon have an original idea of themselves. They wait for an organization or something to be built by males, and when it's established, they move in and try and take it over. They feminize it. And I've never seen it once actually work. Because femons seem to deal in fantasy, not reality. And wanting something to be a lot better doesn't make it so. Look at the Democrats in the United States. What platform do they have now? Well, nobody really knows. They were taken over by femons, and all they're pushing now is hatred and division. And all they do is complain about the other party without suggesting any ideas of themselves. It's all just a bunch of virtual signaling. And lots of people out there will say, oh, you're all wrong. It's not just femons doing it. Well, that might be your idea. I don't expect people to agree with me. But when you get to my age, and when you see things happen time and time again, it's really hard to deny. Femons usually will always vote for big government because they know they will get more freebies and hopefully get more entitlement. I mean, if that's even possible. Why do you think Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, said he was a feminist? And sometimes cried when he made a speech. It was to get the femons vote. Why do you think it's almost like males are bad and femons are good? I mean, who do you think's pushing that? It's not going to be males, is it? From what I've seen out my life, it seems like males build, create. Femons destroy. Because every organization I've seen femons get into in greater numbers and higher positions, that organization fails. It becomes not fit for purpose. But of course, then the femons move on to something else. And it's kind of funny, really, Because pheromones are supposed to work on feelings and emotions. And they are the ones mostly pushing hatred and division. Basically, chaos and drama. I mean, where would we be without it? Well, in a very nice place, actually. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Don't have to agree with me at all. But I think a lot of males can actually really relate to Tom here. Because even if we win, we eventually lose, don't we? You take it easy, guys.